This is a CKTZ News update. Launched in September, the Cortez Island Academy's program for high school students means that those in grades 10, 11, and 12 don't have to leave the island to finish high school or be homeschooled. The pilot project is sanctioned by BC School District 72, and all courses count for credits. There are four modules in the semester-based curriculum: outdoor adventure and leadership, marine ecology, creative tools for truth-telling, and filmmaking, each lasting 4 to 5 weeks. District 72 teacher Jeff Lontoya says it's all going very well and describes what drew him to the initiative.
What really intrigued me was my passion for just creating new things in education. And some people call it innovative, but it's really not, in my eyes, not innovative. It's just best practices for teaching. And so one thing that I found in a brick and mortar school, not to put down the education system, but there are a lot of boundaries that we have to do with this initiative. When the superintendent came up to me and said, let's see what you can do on Cortez, because here's the situation. We wanted to offer a secondary school type programming on Cortez. And really, my past probably 20, 25 years of teaching has been dealing with just creating different opportunities for kids. So I took that view of an experience of education, and then I thought, this is a perfect place. Start from scratch and build it up. So it just became a vision and then a dream. And then just when I met Manda and Sadhu, and along with the support from the superintendent, here we are.
Now, you talked about bricks and mortar schools. Yeah. What do you think we are in a rural environment here, but what do you think the Cortez Island Academies, both the curriculum and the setting, has that other more traditional schools could learn from?
First of all, it's the mindset that education is all around us, not just the four walls of a classroom. And so with our mindset, that is really an educator's mindset, and educator, I just don't mean myself, it's the adults and the organizers and the administrators, are our mindset. Is that the boundaries expanded from coast to coast to coast in this island and everything in between, and even past the coast, of course, learning from the water and in the water. So using Cortez as the classroom, I think, is the difference. But really, the main difference is just unlocking our mind to accept that possibility instead of just the possibilities of the walls of the school and the walls of the classroom.
Now, we're just into the school year, a few weeks in. But what are you seeing in the students? What's your observation about their experience and what they may be gaining from it?
This is the third week. We're just finishing the third week, and already anecdotally and behaviorally, we've seen some transformative pieces in their being just by being in our class for the past 3 weeks. I've had feedback from parents. I've had feedback from students and they can't wait to get to school. And for kids, some kids find it hard to go to school. Some students have found it hard to feel success in school. And for students to tell in the past 3 weeks, and especially in the past week and a half, that this is the most fulfilled they've ever had in school. And not only do they tell me, but they told their parents. Wow, it's very satisfying so far, and I'm excited for what's going to go on tomorrow and the next week and the modules after that, because it's just right now we're creating community and we're really investing the time to do that and for us to be one big. And so we're just going to reinforce and build. And you know what? When people, not even just students, when people feel like they belong, it just opens their eyes and heart to just accepting the learning that's around them.
Jeff, I get this feeling just from speaking to you and some of the instructors and administrators that this is an attitude about community, and not only that, but playing to people's strengths rather than pointing out their weaknesses or their challenges.
Yeah, certainly. We've told the kids from day one, and really that was the philosophy of part of our givens in this program when we were creating it, is that we're going to accept students where they are and then help build them up from there and support them from there. And so wherever they are in their educational journey, but not just educational journey, and that this is the big thing, I think, that we're fortunate enough to have a smaller cohort and a more inclusive and supportive cohort, is that it's just not their education journey, but it's their life journey that we're supporting. Because when you support that in a community, then of course the education is going to come. They're more accepting in that. And that's our vision. And hopefully that's what we're carrying out.
Kai and Tosh Harvey, a brother and sister team who work for Cortez Kayaks, are key instructors in the first module. outdoor adventure, and leadership.
We have a really place-based curriculum. We're basing our learning about leadership and PE in the ecosystems of Cortez. So we're spending a lot of time outside, and our learning is culminating in two student-led backcountry trips, which are super fun, slightly chaotic in the planning process. However, they're always worth it once we get out there. So our next trip is next week, and so we're very excited about it.
Tosh, I'm just curious, like, I'm assuming you haven't done anything like this before where you're teaching younger people necessarily. How does this differ, especially with a lengthy program? You said 5 weeks, Kai, say from when you take people out on multi-day trips.
Yeah, Tosh has actually done a fair amount of stuff.
Yeah, I've done a fair bit of stuff with youth, a lot of them younger than teens, but it's been very nice having this longer format. It's been great getting to know the kids on a much more personal level and be able to understand them better and figure out how to work with them in the best way possible. So it's been really nice getting to have that kind of more in-depth, yeah, education process.
I'll ask too, both of you, what has there been any surprises, or what have the biggest challenges been and the most satisfying things?
Yeah, one of the most challenging thing is, like, most of the youth we haven't maybe fit into traditional kind of education. So the biggest learning curve for both me and Kai has just been getting to know the kids and getting to know what works for them and what doesn't work, and learning to adapt our programming to everyone's learning styles, because we have a lot of youth who maybe haven't fit into traditional school.
Yeah, because traditional school is extremely exclusive in terms of who really thrives within that system. So we're trying to create a program where anyone can thrive and anyone can be learning and really stretching their boundaries and in that learning zone, but then also feeling comfortable and like safe in our program. And so that's really our goal.
So what would you say has been the most satisfying thing so far that you're halfway into the semester?
I think the most satisfying things for me is getting messages from the students' parents that they're having the best time of their lives, that they're having the best educational experience that they've ever had in like the 11 years that they've been in the traditional education system. And also hearing students say funny things to me. This is the first time I have not dreaded going to school in my life. And that's always a positive thing to hear. So I'm really stoked about it. And yeah, everyone's having a really good time. And Tosh and I are having a lot of fun as well. We definitely look forward to coming to class every day. So that's really nice.
Anything you want to add to that, Tosh?
Yeah, no, I feel like that encapsulates it pretty good. It's just been amazing to get to see the kids really coming out of their shell and thriving in a school environment and having a positive education experience. And it's been really nice to be able to recreate some of the really good parts of my education for these kids.
Final question. Would you do it again?
We would do it again.
Definitely.
Clear answer. Very quick. Cortez Island Academy students, Saren and Zella, who hail from Cortez Island, are pleased with the program so far.
Well, we were both homeschooled before this, so that's new.
I really like it. It's very hands-on. There's lots of walking and hiking, and it's amazing. Lots of outdoorsy stuff.
Very active.
Okay.
Which is nice.
So you're both homeschooled before. What do you look forward to? Like, what's the? You said it's active. How do you think it's different from what you've experienced before?
Well, it's just kind of outside of the whole sitting there and listening all the time. It's very hands-on, so you get to do a lot of the projects and be outside while doing it and not have to be sitting in a classroom all the time, which is amazing.
I agree, yeah.
Okay, and one other thing, too. Is there any part of this program, because I know there are four modules, is there anything that you look forward to the most out of those four, or is it just like day by day? How are you kind of looking at your school season, I guess?
I'm kind of looking forward to all of it. All of it's going to be something a little bit new and something exciting. So I'm just kind of taking it day by day.
I was especially excited for this one with the kayaking and the overnight camping trips and stuff. It's been a lot of fun, but I'm excited for all of it.
Yeah. Okay, you guys. Is there anything challenging that you're finding about it that, well, you've kind of talked about what's satisfying you. Is there anything challenging in any way?
No.
No, I don't think so. Just making new friends can always be a little challenging, but it's nice to get the opportunity, especially on a small island. So,
yeah.
There are 20 students enrolled in the program, many from Cortez Island, as well as others from elsewhere in School District 72, and an international student from Germany. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.